This is GQDN for February 20th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Put in those drink mixes. Once you get them, including Questworthy. Yeah, go get that one. You put in the promo code Quest and you get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff over there. It is good stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, just a few things. Arc Raiders is getting an update. Ubisoft, part of Xbox, may have some new IPs in the works. And we got a little bit of Pokemon news again. But we begin today with GamerIV.com. And they're saying that a former Valorant pro named Sick did spark some backlash after supporting both deportations and ICE. Now, normally we would not put this in the daily news or even on the weekly news. But since this is a former esports player, that's why it's here. That's why we try to keep the politics out. But let's give a little background. Sick is a 26-year-old retired Valorant athlete who is known for his time in the professional teams, mainly for Valorant. And he is known as Hunter Six Mims. And Six comments, which we'll get to here in a second, has now become a flashpoint in a big-time debate about immigration policy, free speech, and public conduct among gaming personalities. So, here is what he said on X. Quote, I fully support deportations, and I fully support ICE agents defending themselves while they can clean up our country. Truly heroes of our time, and we should be more grateful. Every nation should have strong borders. God bless America. End quote. Now, some of the commentary, what people are saying, wasn't appropriate, and some of the influence of the global community, and that's what they were against it. I'm not going to get into what I say. I'm just saying what they say. Now, right after his post, there were responses that poured in from the fans and fellow players and critics alike. A lot of them accused Sick for racism or promoting harmful stereotypes about immigrants. And some of the defensive voices cited economic anxieties, arguing that immigration can impact jobs and public services, similar to narrative seen in debates across Europe and North America. Now, professional players and content creators do face backlash when they're venturing into charged political territory. And Sick's example does underscore, this is what GameRiv is saying, how quickly disagreements can become widespread arguments online. Like I said, that's what GameRiv is saying. So, is that for now? We may talk about this tomorrow. We might talk about this too, because according to GamesRadar.com, even though the Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green is $20 on your Nintendo Switch, they have skipped the Switch Online, because it was revealed that Nintendo Switch will finally be getting the mainline retro Pokemon games on the system after fans' request, and they will appear for them to appear on Nintendo Switch Online. The Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green will arrive next week on Pokemon Day, allowing people to relive the first games in the series with their 2004 remakes. But they won't be on the Game Boy Advance Nintendo Switch Online service, instead of costing $20 on the Nintendo eShop. Now, Nintendo did acknowledge the weird release on their questions website via Nintendo Life, and they did explain why the games have been handled differently. Quote, in celebration of 30 years of Pokemon, we thought it would be fun to return to the ultimate versions of the original Pokemon Adventure in the Kanto region with these special releases, end quote. But some people were happy about it and some people were not. And they were saying that, quote, they can release GBA games without needing the more expensive Nintendo Switch Online. Seriously, they would make so much money if they had just done this from the start, end quote. Like I said, people weren't happy about paying a subscription because they would now have to pay for the game separately. One of the people did say, quote, being added to the mediocre list of GBA games that expansion pack subscribers are already paying for, end quote, because they think it was, quote, monumental greed, end quote. So, will you pay for it? Because if you do, you're going to have to pay in full, not a subscription price. Yeah, you will. But now we go back in time again, because according to WCCF Tech, Riot Games did try to buy Ashes of Creation back in 2022-23. And the CEO, Stephen Sheriff, files a counter lawsuit. Now, the lawsuit was done earlier this week because Jason Kamenetz did publicly accuse Stephen Sheriff on fraud, embezzlement, and other illegal acts, and also did say that Sheriff would be the target of several lawsuits because one was being filed by TFE Games Holdings against Stephen Sheriff and his husband, John Moore, and that was on February 9th this year in the Nevada District Court, Clark County. But a few days ago, Sheriff himself filed a counter lawsuit in the U.S. District Court, Southern District of California, against Robert Dawson and others. And the filing did say that it has been created for the sole purpose of receiving, exploiting, and monetizing Intrepid's trade secrets, along with the intellectual property. Now, we know that Riot was going to be working on League of Legends MMO, along with other things, because their backing could have helped Ashes of Creation, and that's what they were going to buy, but the lawsuits happened. So, WCCF Tech did say that this lawsuit does frame a turning point for the relationship, and Dawson's campaign wanted to seize control of the company. But within the lawsuit itself, Sheriff has claimed that he has suffered some severe health issues due to some undue threats and pressure, including hypersensitive emergency, acute kidney failure, hospitalization, vision lost, blood pressure complications, and muscular edema. So back in May 2024, a settlement agreement, Dawson became the majority holder, shareholder, because he holds 4,008.67 shares of Class A, B, and C common stock, which is representing roughly 58% of all shares in Intrepid Studios. Sheriff expressly retained full creative control of the company, and Dawson gained financial and governance control. So here is what's in the lawsuit from Sheriff. Defend Trade Secrets Act, California Uniform Trade Secrets Act, California Commercial Code Violations, Breach of Fiduciary Duty, Aiding and Abiding Breach of Fiduciary Duty, Corporate Waste, Intentional Infliction of Emotional Distress, Civil Conspiracy. Now, we go to Xbox and the Xbox company. Because according to Pure Xbox, well, they had some of the best-selling platform games of January 2026 in the U.S. That means Call of Duty Black Ops 7 was one of the best-selling games in January. Matt Piscitella got up on Blue Sky and said, quote, January 2026, top 20 best-selling premium games, U.S. dollars, physical and digital form of digital data sharing publishers excludes add-on content. And Call of Duty Black Ops 7 was right at the top. And that would say, too, NBA 2K26 was second, Madden NFL 26 was third, and Minecraft was fourth, Battlefield 6 was fifth. Mm-hmm. But a part of Xbox, Ubisoft, via GameSpot.com, said they might have some new IPs coming. I'm sorry, Ubisoft's not part of Xbox. My bad. I do make mistakes, don't I? But they're still making some IPs. Yves Guillemot was doing some talking again. And because they established the creative houses, well, let's just say he was talking to Variety. And he said, quote, each creative house will have full responsibility for its brand's development and its profit and loss P&L, including the development of new IP. We already have several new IPs in progress and look forward to sharing more soon. So what could they be making? Well, he didn't say what, but we'll find out soon. When we do, we'll let you know. But if you play Ark Raiders, Kimmy Bolt said the hurricane map condition comes in 4 days. That was being a new post on the official blog, and you'll have a hurricane map. In fact, Arc Raiders did get up on their blogs and said, quote, Speranza has weathered storms before, but none quite like the approaching hurricane. Citizens can hear the screeching winds from their refuge below ground. Winds that batter and bruise Raiders for hardly enough to venture up. Shani is preparing to lock down. Nobody leaves. But to a Raider, that's just too tempting, isn't it? Arc Raiders, you be happy. And really, you should. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge, 6 p.m. Do it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night. So until then, go play some video games, people.